On Cornell University Week, can cinema go green? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carolyn Fornoff, assistant professor of Latin American Studies, examines how.
Cinema as a medium can capture the stories of climate change and inspire audiences to act. Behind the scenes, the film industry is also reassessing how to make cinema more sustainable, mostly by focusing on how to reduce waste and emissions when making movies. But what about how films are shown? Streaming has changed the way we consume cinema by bringing it into our homes. On the one hand, this has led to a democratization of cinema, allowing viewers access to a wide variety of global and indie films. But streaming also has a bigger environmental footprint. It has more data demands and produces lots of electronic waste when flat-screen TVs and handheld devices are thrown away. One of the questions that I look at in my research is, what are other ways to reimagine film screening for a more sustainable world? One exciting model for greening film screenings is Cine Movil Toto, a nonprofit organization in Mexico that brings cinema to rural areas in Mexico that don't have access to traditional movie theaters or to the bandwidth that's necessary for high-res streaming. In their emissions-free model, attendees pedal bicycles that are hooked up to the film equipment in order to power it. This manpower is then supplemented by solar panels that fuel the projector. Such models offer exciting possibilities to green cinema while also expanding audience access. It makes the energy demands of cultural consumption visible, and it involves audience members in its production. It brings the community together around a shared experience, watching a movie. Sustainable solutions don't need to reinvent the wheel. Instead, technologies like bicycles can be used imaginatively to help bring about a better future, one that is modeled around community and sustainability.
That was Carolyn Fornoff of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.